This is Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCollum. In November, one Republican will face Democratic incumbent Congressman Ron Kind in the race for the 3rd Congressional District seat. That district includes all or part of 18 counties in southwestern and western Wisconsin. The district borders the Mississippi River and includes the cities of Eau Claire, La Crosse, and Stevens Point. First, three Republicans will square off in a primary on August 12th. They're here today to talk about why they're running and their positions on a number of federal issues. Each of the candidates have a minute and a half to answer the questions, and they'll take turns answering the questions first. Ken Van Doren, I think you are up first on this next round of questions. A very contentious, polarizing issue going on in the U.S. right now is what to do about health care. Ken Van Doren, Karen Mueller, and Tony Kurtz all have said, at least through your websites, that you do want to repeal the Affordable Care Act. Ken, I'm wondering if you can sort of expand on that idea, and if you were voted into office and you were to vote on repealing the act, how would you replace and maybe reform health care within the U.S.?
Well, the problem with health care is the government got involved in it in the first place. I remember when the first time I went to a doctor visit, which was some years ago, was like $7 for an office call. Now I think it's over $100, and the value of the dollar generally is only about one-fifth of what it was back then. So, you know, the cost of regulation is monumental. 25,000 pages of healthcare regulation. Do we have to do something? Yes. Unfortunately, because of Ron Kind and Barack Obama, we've hurt a lot of people. Now, those who've had their health coverage terminated, like my friend in, Mike in Richland Center, was diagnosed a month after he lost his coverage because it wasn't compliant with Obamacare, and it has incurred well over $100,000. You know, he could afford his $7,000 deductible, but he can't afford all of this. So we're going to have to take care of those people who were unfairly hurt because, the whole thing was to take care of pre-existing conditions. Well, by pulling the rug from out from underneath these people, we've harmed them greatly. I was the only guy in this race who testified at one of Ron Kind's health care hearings. And in Richland Center, I asked him, based on what I read, Ron, how can we increase the bureaucracy? How can we increase the regulations? And how can we tax the very goods and services that everybody agrees are too expensive already and expect the price of health care to go down? But the very worst thing about it is it also creates 150 bureaucracies, and you're putting a bureaucrat between you and your doctor. And that bureaucrat, as evidenced by Barack Obama's willingness to use the political, federal bureaucracy is a political weapon, those bureaucrats may not be your friend.
And Karen Mueller, can you explain your stance on the want to repeal the Affordable Care Act and your other thoughts on health care reform?
Yes, I have said from the beginning of this campaign that we needed to repeal Obamacare in its entirety. And again, it has taken over one-sixth of our economy. This is not sustainable. We will end up moving into a single-payer system, which I believe was ultimately the goal to begin with. But having said that, we have to repeal this now, and I would not replace it with anything. Our health care system was never broken. It did need tweaking. We did have people that had pre-existing conditions that needed health care, and we could have taken care of them with piecemeal legislation, which Republicans had proffered before Obamacare was ever enacted. And so I would like to see us turn the clock back. And now we have people that do not have health insurance that we are going to have to, we're going to have to basically fix that problem. What we do need is to encourage personal responsibility. And we can do that once again by getting rid of Obamacare and going back to a situation where doctors and clinics are competing, where people are being able to see their bills, where they can make personal choices regarding who can provide the best care for them at the least amount of cost. These are things that will truly bring down health care.
And Karen, let's next talk about veterans issues. The VA has come under fire for the way it treats some returning men and women who have served overseas. How can Congress act to make sure that veterans receive improved benefits and care?
This issue is very near and dear to me. I am the daughter of a World War II veteran, the wife of a Vietnam-era veteran, and I'm the mother of a 16-year active duty Marine. And for that reason, this is an issue that has been very important to me long before I started campaigning for this position. The veterans' care has been appalling from what we've heard across the country. I've heard much better reports in Wisconsin, and I think that speaks to the work ethic and the way in which Wisconsinites do honor their veterans. And so we're not hearing those reports. But the fact that we're having reports anywhere in this country of veterans dying, of veterans waiting for care and perhaps killing themselves because they can't get it is just appalling to me. My response to that, my answer is, just as with Obamacare, we never should have gotten the government involved. For the veterans, we need to privatize the veterans' health care. And the people who have borne the battle for us, who have been at the front lines of protecting us, they should have the best care, and they are not getting it. And we could save, I believe, billions of dollars by going to a voucher system for the veterans and having them go to into the private health care. And Karen, we basically could sell the facilities we have.
And Ken Van Doren, yes. Your stance on veterans' issues and improving the care that they receive.
Very good. You know, recently I was under attack from some very leaders of the Republican Party because I hate the military, which is absolutely false. You know, the first thing we need to do is we need to honor our veterans, honor our troops by not putting them in harm's way in never-ending no-win wars that we have either not the intention or not the ability to win. Right now, the Iraq war is going to cost us some $4 to $6 trillion over the next decade by the time we patch up all those people that are coming back broken, and absolutely we need to do our very best to make them whole. The Veterans Administration, this is not the first time there's been a scandal. I've been around for a few years, and I remember repeated scandals about how the Veterans Administration handles their hospitals. I believe that we need to immediately get people, if they can't get into a VA facility, there's plenty of unused hospital space. There's plenty of private doctors out there. We need to get them to a doctor ASAP if they need it. We need to look to closing down the Veterans Affairs Hospital, Veterans Administration's hospitals, and privatizing that function and making it either an insurance program or a voucher program of some sort. But again, those veterans who come back harmed by their duty, you know, they certainly deserve our utmost care. Another thing is there's 23 people per month committing suicide, veterans. We need to find out what the cause of that is. I'm very concerned about that.
And Ken Van Doren, let's next talk about gun violence in the U.S. and even in Wisconsin. Ken, both you and Karen Mueller are very strong advocates for the Second Amendment. And with that being said, is there a way that Congress can address the gun violence in this country without necessarily maybe diminishing your support of the Second Amendment?
Well, you take a look, and where's the gun violence worse? It's in places like Chicago and New York that have the most severe restrictions on gun ownership. And right now there's a war on ammunition that's taken place. This administration is doing everything it can to drive up the price of ammunition so that we can't use our guns. You know, the other thing is, you know, we need to have an atmosphere where people take responsibility for themselves. And, you know, much of what is going on, you know, I'm not a big fan of this victimhood mentality. We need to take, you know, we need to have school systems that promote individual responsibility a lot more than they do, rather than preaching, you know, like this. Well, anyway, I don't want to get into that right now. There's just a whole bunch of things as concerns education that I think are problems, and a lot of that emanates from the federal government, too. But if criminals know that there is a gun in the house, or could be, they're a lot less likely to harm that person. And you take a look where there's the gun violence is least there in the law in the area where people have guns where they're even encouraged to have guns.
And Karen Mueller, do you want to expand on your stance on maybe how Congress could reduce gun violence in the U.S.?
We have a mental health crisis in this country. Having said that, I don't think that Congress should be the ones to deal with that, other than perhaps in some form of guidance. What we do need is we need individual states to step up and to take a hard look at their mental health laws. Just as we have a commitment process and a guardianship process in Wisconsin that would allow for, say, if there's a commitment proceeding, there would be a check-the-box situation for a loss of a driver's license, loss of voting privileges. We should certainly have a due process hearing before somebody who is accused of having mental health issues. They, too, deserve those rights to make sure that, first of all, if they are dangerous to themselves or to others, they should not have a gun, and we could have that due process hearing expedited, and we could have it done in a way that not only are their rights protected, but certainly that we are protecting the public. And I think taking a hard look at those laws in Wisconsin would go a long way for reducing gun violence when it comes from people who do have mental health issues. And we need to make sure that we are caring for those people in appropriate ways.
Karen, that's time.
That will help them.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCollum. Today, it's a forum with the 3rd District Congressional Republican candidates. Karen Mueller is a Republican from Chippewa Falls, Ken Van Doren is a Republican from Mauston, and Tony Kurtz of Prairie du Chien was not able to join us today because of a prior commitment. Karen, let's next talk about education. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker has been among the voices lately to abandon the Common Core standards, and while some school districts have said they want to continue the initiative, others say they don't. How should and should Congress be the body that steps in and addresses this issue, and where do you stand on that?
When I started running for this office, one of the first issues that I talked about was Common Core, and I was the first candidate to talk about the need for basically doing away with the Department of Education, and I feel just as strongly about that now as I did before. There's been a lot of talk at the state level, where it should be, regarding whether or not the Common Core curricula should be adopted and whether that should be continued. And that is appropriate. It is a state issue. It is a local issue. And that's where it should remain. It should never be a federal issue as to what curricula should be taught. And there should be no situation that we have with Common Core where there is a Fourth Amendment implication, as there could be with Common Core when we are talking about data mining from a preschool age student up through high school or college, and where that data will be available and will be identifiable with that particular child throughout their lifetime. This is unacceptable, and we should be totally against it. That, and for that reason, I believe we have to repeal, or basically we have to abolish the Department of Education, and that would also help us in the area of budgeting, because we just don't need this. The services can be better performed at the state and local level.
And Ken Van Doren, your thoughts on federal education and the Common Core standards?
Well, first, I want to correct my friend from Chippewa Falls there. I have advocated for the elimination of the Federal Department of Education long, long years and years before I got involved in this race. And, in fact, Common Core was the big issue that I fought against in 2013, and only later decide at least my full involvement in it to run for office here. Let's take a look at what's happened over the years as the federal government has gotten more involved in education. The quality of the end product has gotten much, much less. We put more money in. That has not increased the quality of education. And in part, it is because of the rules and regulations that come from the feds. They provide something like 7% of the funding, and yet they have 70 to 80%, and under Common Core, close to 100% of the control of how the education will take place. We need to take a look. You know, if we're going to keep Common Core or get rid of Common Core, you know, the big thing that holds it together is this SBAC test, and Smarter Balance something or other. And we need to get rid of that SBAC test because a lot of those questions are interactive. They're training the kids. They're going after attitudes, inclinations, and beliefs. And the lady from Chippewa Falls is also correct. The database is a tremendous violation of our civil liberties. It asks not only questions about test scores and attendance and grades, but it also gets into matters of that are private and personal, political and religious beliefs of the parents. It needs to go away.
I'm going to give each of you 1 minute for closing statements. I know there are many other topics we could have talked about, but Ken Van Doren, one final minute for you and your closing thoughts.
Well, I think it's clear the difference between me and the other candidates. I'm the only one that addresses the issues of wars that we shouldn't be in. I'm the only one that addresses crony capitalism and the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which is not really free trade. It's sold as a free trade treaty, but it gives preferences to bigger corporations, and it relinquishes it if it follows the path of other free trade treaties. It'll relinquish our sovereignty to the World Trade Organization. I'm the only candidate who testified against Obamacare. I'm the only candidate who has been looking out for our rights in a big, big way for a long time. On the trail, I often state, you know, we have indefinite let's back up. We have no-knock raids. We have warrantless searches. We have indefinite detentions, NSA spying. We have a president who believes that he can use the federal bureaucracy as a political weapon. We have given, both Democrat and Republicans, have given our federal government the tools of tyranny, and we need to aggressively pursue freedom in this country.
And Karen Mueller, 1 minute.
Thank you. My platform from the beginning has been defending the Constitution and restoring our freedoms. We have a wholesale assault on our individual freedoms in this country. And whether you're Democrat or whether you are Republican, this should concern people. Whether we're looking at Obamacare and medical records and privacy issues there, or Common Core and the Fourth Amendment issues there, we can look at the NSA spying, we can look at your cell phones and privacy issues there, which to some extent the Supreme Court has dealt with. We really need to take a serious look as a Congress at what the technology is and how we can protect people's rights. This is in the Constitution. We need to make sure that our rights are being protected. That is the government's job to do that. It is not the government's job be finding out information about people and to be retaining that information or analyzing it or whatever else they are doing. This is a free country, and we need to make sure, both as Democrats and as Republicans, that we are leaving a free country for our children.
Karen, thank you. That's time.
Thank you.
Today, it was a forum with the 3rd District Congressional Republican candidates. Karen Mueller is of Chippewa Falls, Ken Van Doren is of Mauston, and Tony Kurtz of Prairie du Chien was not able to join us because of prior commitments. Thanks for listening to Newsmakers. From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, I'm Maureen McCollum. Our production team includes John Gatto, Mary Meehan Stroob, and our senior news editor and producer, John Davis. To hear audio archives of other recent editions of Newsmakers, check us out on our website at wpr.org/newsmakers.